Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, time once again for that December USDA cattle on feed report. All week long, we've seen pre-report estimates have November placements about 2% smaller, somewhere in there, than a year ago, with marketing slightly higher and the total cattle on feed just over 3% larger than a year ago levels. How did we actually end up today?
Well, our cattle on feed numbers had some surprises to it. The on-feed came in line with estimates. The placements were larger than expected, and the marketing is just a little bit larger than expected. On-feed came in at 4% above a year ago, pretty much in line with expectations. But the problem with that is that means that we got 12.08 million head of cattle on-feed. That's about 6% above the three-year average. It's also the second largest December on feed since 1996, and it's only the second time December on feeds have exceeded 12 million head. The last time that we saw a monthly report over 12 million head was back on January 2008. Texas has on feed 6% more cattle than a year ago, Nebraska 4%, Kansas was unchanged. Now, what this means is we still have a lot of cattle out there that we're going to have to work our way through, and we cannot stub our toe on any kind of demand issue out there marketing these cattle this winter. The placement number came in higher than expected. They was looking for 99.6. It came in 104%. Now, that means that we placed 2.04 million head of cattle. That's 5% above the three-year average. It's the largest November placement of the past 4 years, and it's the fifth largest placement we have seen this year in 2011. Nebraska led the way with an 8% increase on their placements over a year ago. Texas and Kansas were unchanged from a year ago. On the weight breakdown of the placements, we saw the small weight and the heavyweights with the biggest increases. Under 600-pound category increased by almost 21% over a year ago. 600 to 699-pound category was down almost 15.5%. 700 to 799-pound category was virtually unchanged, and 800-plus category was up almost 11% over a year ago. The marketing number, a little better than expected. They was looking for 98.5%. It came in 100%. That means we marketed 1.77 million head of cattle. That is 6.5% more than the three-year average. It's the second largest November marketing number in the past 5 years, but it's also the lowest marketing number we've seen for the 2011 year. Now, Texas marketed 2% more cattle than a year ago, Kansas 1% less, and Nebraska was down 5% on their marketing. Overall, this report does have a little bit negative tone with the continuation of the large amount of cattle we have on feed and seeing a little bit larger placement number out there with the increase in the small weights and the heavy weights both. The marketing was a little bit friendly but not enough to overcome the rest of this. We expect with the downside we've been seeing lately in the cattle on the cash price, the futures price, boxed beef prices, that we will continue to see some downside come Monday morning with this report. Also keep in mind, next Thursday is the monthly cold storage report.